Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR show for those of you who eat Trivial Pursuit for breakfast. Yes. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me is this week's mystery guest, style, fashion, culture icon, Mr. Simon Doonan, everybody. Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Now, for our listeners, Simon is wearing one of his iconic floral shirts. It's a beautiful blue and white. Yeah, give him a hand. It looks fantastic. Now, did you put on that shirt because you were like, I need to dress for radio?
Yes, and that's the same reason that I put on matching panties.
Oh, he's Hello. Showing them to our studio audience. No, wouldn't that be hilarious to have a joke like that? But that is your thing. You always wear a floral shirt. Would you always? Maybe not always. Maybe when you're hanging
out
in the house.
People always ask me for style advice.
Yes.
And the only thing... I'm not a helpful person, by the way. I give very bad advice. Like, run home and throw out all your work clothes or plunge your breasts into ice-cold water. Like, I give terrible advice to people.
Can I ask you one question very quickly? What circumstance should we be plunging our breast into ice-cold water?
That's what I mean. I'm not that helpful gay. You know, like, I give very anarchic, demented advice. But the one useful thing that I do tell people is that you should develop a signature flourish, okay? So it could be oversized eyewear. It could be a little scarf tied thusly.
To the side.
Or it could be a flowery shirt. So you need a signature flourish because people will remember you. Oh, there's that little dude with the floral shirt. You know? That, I often hear that when I'm walking down the street.
Okay, so you are the title is Creative Ambassador at Large for Barneys, which makes me think you're flying around the globe to different Barneys embassies. Is that how it works?
It does involve that, and it does involve wearing a sash. And often when I'm in restaurants, somebody rushes up with a big Bakelite phone and says, this phone call is for you, Ambassador Doonan.
So, and I... Ambassador Doonan.
That's what it involves. It's very complex.
It sounds.
And I think the at large is a sort of oblique reference to my lack of height.
Okay. Obviously, you are stylish, fabulous, knowledgeable at all things when it comes to styles and trends. So I actually asked our staff here about some of their more questionable fashion choices that they've made, either presently or in the past. And I have them here that I'd like you to judge. Now, we've removed their names to protect them, so feel free to mock away and judge however you see fit. Okay, this is a little quiz we're calling Queer Eye for the Puzzle Guy. How do you feel about wearing pajamas in public?
Well, I love any kind of eccentricity, and I think that my thing is, like, if you want to grow a mullet, just grow a really lustrous, long mullet. If you want to wear pajamas in public, wear pajamas all the time. Be the person that wears pajamas. So it's about confidence and conviction.
Right, there's one thing like wearing pajamas, and then there's belting pajamas, which means you're making a choice. That's what I would say. How do you feel? Did you see Jonathan Coulton's glasses, our musician?
Yes.
Now, for everybody else, he sort of wears, it's sort of 70s folk band inspired frames with purple tints to the lenses, and they are prescription. Simon, go ahead.
I actually noted his glasses, and I thought, those glasses are great. He needs to wear them, because otherwise he looks a bit too folksy. So he, no offense, he needs the glasses, because as a musician, you must always appear a little bit louche.
Louche?
And those, you must, the, you know, to be a musician, a performer, your life should have some component of hedonism.
Oh, that's louche? Louche is hedonism?
Yeah, louche.
I love louche. I didn't know
and,
that before.
When someone takes your picture, louche is a great word to say. Louche. instead of cheese, like louche. It's much better. There's a tip. Always See, I am helpful.
That is so helpful. How about the airbrushed happy face T-shirt that Art was wearing from a bar mitzvah he obtained, perhaps a decade or two ago?
Well, I thought it was great. I would like to see it with some kind of happy face. You know those wrestler pants that are really wide? And, okay, again, a slight lack of conviction. Like, all bets are off. Eccentricity is great. You've got to, like, really go over the top. Turn up the volume. More happy faces.
More commitment.
Commitment, darling. Hello.
Okay, and lastly, a suede-fringed cowboy jacket worn by a 6'7" giant of a man who may also share the stage with us.
I'm assuming he's wearing it with nothing else, right?
You're right. That would be the only acceptable way to wear it.
Yeah, absolutely, with really long fringe.
Simon, I really feel you've given us a great deal of advice. You are unbelievably helpful. I want to say louche all night long, frankly. Okay, that was not the actual quiz. We actually have an Ask Me Another challenge for you. Are you ready to take our challenge?
Yes.
Okay. Give him a hand and we'll walk you over to the podium. So, Simon, we have a bit of a fashion quiz for you. And we have you playing for a member in our audience. As people were being checked in, this person was identified as being dressed fantastic. So you will be playing for Rebecca Serber. Rebecca, do you want to stand up? Where are you? So depending how this goes, she may or may not win a prize. Simon? This game is about the perennial question, who are you wearing? For example, Jonathan, who are you wearing?
I am wearing pants by Dickies.
That and is very louche.
And the shirt is by accident, so.
Brave. You are very brave, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we want to know how well you know iconic fashions and the people brave enough to rock them. You get 5 questions right and win. We will begin. Perhaps the most famous little black dress of all time was worn by Audrey Hepburn in the opening scene of the film Breakfast at Tiffany's. Who was she wearing?
Hubert de Givenchy.
You can use it if you want. You can ding in. Why not? At the 1999 Oscars, Celine Dion was wildly criticized for wearing a Galliano for Dior white suit and fedora. Why did the fashion police blow the whistle on her?
The jacket was reversed.
I know. What was she thinking?
Oh, it would look great. I thought it was fabulous. You didn't like it.
Maybe it was her music. But you are correct. You are correct. For her husband's inauguration in 2009, Michelle Obama wore a yellow gold sheath dress with a matching coat designed by Isabel Toledo. Ms. Obama added her own accessories in the form of green gloves. Who designed the gloves?
I actually have no idea.
Keller. Ooh, people in the audience, Keller. All right, audience, go ahead. J. Crew. Gasp. Gasp. I know. At the 1994 premiere of Four Weddings and a Funeral, what actress upstaged her date by wearing a black Versace gown with a plunging neckline held together by gold safety pins?
Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley. For an event celebrating JFK's 45th birthday, Marilyn Monroe wore a flesh-colored gown with 2,500 rhinestones that was so tight, she had to be sewn into it. Mm-hmm. Who was she wearing? Simon Doonan.
Well, Jean-Louis.
C'est correct. Yes.
Or Jean Lewis.
Jean Lewis. Jean Louis. Okay, at the 2010 MTV Video Music Awards, Lady Gaga made her usual very subtle entrance wearing a meat dress designed by Frank Ferdinand's. What cut of meat was it? Ferdinand. I'm sorry. Yes.
Skirt steak.
That's right. 40 pounds of it. 40 pounds. Skirt, which is, like, that's what, of course, what other kind of steak would you use for a dress? Skirt steak. Makes perfect sense. Your final question. At the 2012 Grammys, Nicki Minaj wore a blood red Versace cape and brought with her a living accessory. What was it?
A rabbit aardvark.
That would be one way to put it. Yep. That is not correct, but I enjoy that image a lot. Does anyone in the audience want to weigh in on this? She brought an elderly man dressed as the Pope. That is correct. That was her... But you did it! You scored way enough points to award Rebecca with her prize. Rebecca, congratulations. You get a copy, a signed copy of Simon Doonan's book, Gay Men Don't Get Fat.
Am I done?
You are done, Simon. Thank you so much. You were fantastic, contestant. You're done.
Chances are your pants are not as fancy as the pair. Very fancy pants to Mr. Fancy Pants wear. When everybody's marching in the Fancy Pants Parade, he's gonna pass the test, he's gonna be the best. Best in terms of pants. You look in every catalog, you shop in every store. Cause even though you have 100 pants, you want some more. And suddenly you see the greatest pants you've ever seen. Even though you know it's gonna cost a lot of dough, you have to have the world's best pants. Say a little prayer for Mr. Fancy Pants. The whole world knows it's only clothes, and deep inside he's sad. They make the big announcement and the trophy goes to you. You thought you had some fancy pants and now you know it's true. You look at Mr. Fancy Pants and hold the trophy high. Everybody cheers while he's blinking back the tears. He doesn't even have the best pants. Say a little prayer for Mr. Fancy Pants. That's all he had, but don't feel bad. He'd do the same to you.
Fancy Pants himself, Jonathan Colton.